Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part four in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
There's a David Benner. He's an author. I can't remember which book it is that it's in, so I won't. It's God Hides Himself in the Nooks and Crannies of Our Soul. And the more we get to know who we are, the more He reveals who He is to us. So all of this is in service to getting to know Him and realize how much He does love us. So it's not about us like going away. It's about allowing, it's about finding God in these different parts of who we are to better understand who we are, to better understand like how much we need Him and how much He wants us. So this isn't like a selfish, self-centered practice. It's actually a empowering, like releasing of the things that are holding us captive and giving them to God so that we can better understand them.
Yeah, it reminds us what's true. You know, this kind of prayer, it reminds us what is real. It goes back to, you know, we're so inundated with illusion, you know. Like social media, it's a version of the world, but it gives us a version of the world that is monitored and distributed through a specific, like for example, if you're looking at Instagram, it's monitored and filtered through a specific tool that is made by people with an agenda. It's an illusion of what the world is. Like this kind of spiritual discipline, it brings us back to that which is actually real. Who am I? Who is God? How do I feel? What do I think? I mean, the questions you asked a minute ago, that takes us slowing down and asking those questions. I remember we were in staff meeting the other day at the Refuge, and a staff member said, you know, man, I hate these reflective questions. I find it hard. Why do we find it hard? Because not many of us slow down enough to ask ourselves these types of questions. You know, what do I believe about this? What's actually true? Why does it matter to me? What do I want to do about it? What you just unpacked a minute ago, those four questions, that is, in a sense, impulse control. Because I'm stopping to ask myself, what do I believe? So if I have an impulse to shoot heroin, what if I stopped and I said, what do I actually believe about shooting heroin? Well, I've overdosed a couple times, so I believe that I could die, that this isn't good for me. What's actually true? It's not good for me. Why does it matter to me? Well, it helped me. It helped me feel good in some of my worst moments. It helped me not feel the emotional pain I was experiencing. But what do I want to do about it? I think I actually don't want to use it because it led me to me feeling very, very sick, very lost, very alone. See, just stopping to ask yourself those questions, that is impulse control. But we have to realize that many of us have conditioned ourselves to not stop and think in that way. And that's one of the things that prayer helps us do, is slow down. Come before the Lord. Reflect. Talk to God. Lord, I'm struggling with this impulse to do something that I know is not good. And I'm going to sit here in quiet, and I'm going to ask that you would comfort me. You would be with me. You know, Psalm 61 says, hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against my enemy. You know, I love the Psalms because it really gives us so much language. If you don't know what to pray or what to say, just open up the Bible to Psalms. if you open up the Bible towards, just open it up in the middle, you're probably going to be close to Psalms, but just these prayers, these songs to God, my heart is faint, lead me to where I can find respite and refuge. This is what we all need. And Jesus says in Matthew 21, ask whatever you ask in prayer and you will receive if you have faith. Which may sound confusing, like, is God going to give me whatever I want? Well, maybe, maybe not. But at the end of the day, he's inviting us to ask him for what we need. He's inviting us to have faith, which means things will feel uncertain at times. But he's inviting us to ask. He's inviting us to show up. And so for anyone listening that maybe prayer has been confusing, what's the importance of prayer? You asked that question earlier, Austin, which I think is good. Why do we do this? It's because we often would rather live in an illusion than reality. We need to be brought back to reality. Prayer does that because we are made by God and we are made for God. And prayer reminds us of that. And it brings us back to what we need most. Like even that Benner quote, like, I need to be in tune with myself to be able to really experience who I am, to know who God is. And if I don't slow down, I'm not going to experience that. Prayer helps us slow down.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 5 in our conversation. We'll see you then.